Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show to get you caught up on anything and everything happening in the WNBA. Coming up on this week's program, we'll recap the 2021 WNBA All-Star Game with Matt Ellentuck. He's back on the program. He's the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. And he's also the host of the WNBA podcast that airs on Spotify Green Room. That should be a lot of fun, and stay tuned for that interview coming up on this week's program.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
I'm going to start off with my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with this year's WNBA All-Star Game. Wow. This was probably one of the best WNBA All-Star games in quite a while. It had an interesting format this year because of it, due to it being in an Olympic year this year. The format was Team USA versus Team WNBA. On the Team USA roster, it was Breanna Stewart, Asia Wilson, Brittany Griner, Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, Ariel Atkins, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Chelsea Gray, Diana Taurasi, Nafisa Collier, Tina Charles, and Sylvia Fowles. And the head coach of Team USA is Dawn Staley. And representing Team WNBA, the WNBA All-Stars, are Dawana Bonner, Brianna Jones, Candace Parker, Arike Ogunbowale, Courtney Vandersloot, Kalia Copper, Courtney Williams, Bednaja Laney, Jonquel Jones, De'Erica Hamby, Satu Sabali, Lynn Liz Cambage. And the head coaches were Lisa Leslie and Tina Thompson. So this was an interesting format again this year, being an Olympic year, with the format being Team USA versus Team WNBA. And the final score of that game was Team WNBA beating Team USA 93-85. So we'll get more into the scores and highlights of the All-Star game in just one moment. But, man, what an outstanding game it was. And I tell you what, the halftime show was even thrilling with the three-point contest that featured Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky, Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun, Sammy Wickham from the New York Liberty, and Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. This All-Star game was outstanding. And again, with the way the format was set up again this year, this was truly outstanding. It was truly outstanding, and then to say, because there was no All-Star game, of course, last year canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're still in the midst of a COVID pandemic, but this was definitely, if this was your first time tuning into a WNBA game this year or really ever, this was definitely a show to watch. The WNBA All-Star game was outstanding, of course, with stars such as Breanna Stewart and Brittany Griner, Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, and also with the likes of Arike Ogunbowale, who was an emerging star in the league, and, of course, with Candace Parker and, of course, Breonna Jones and Dawana Bonner. So the WNBA All-Star game was fantastic. It was never a dull moment in this contest.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
My next storyline is going to be the MVP of the WNBA All-Star Game, Arike Ogunbowale. In such a short amount of time, this is only her third year in the league, and she's really made noise for the Dallas Wings. Arike came in and, she shined bright in this game, finishing with 26 points. Now, the person that I interviewed coming up later on the interview segment, Matt Ellentuck, Matt makes a mention of Arike just several weeks ago did not make the cut to be on Team USA to represent to be a part of the Olympic team in Tokyo. Well, she definitely made up for it in this game. And if you had an opportunity to watch this game, this was really a coming out party for her. This lady was on a mission, and then some. Arike finished with 26 points in this contest, and she was outstanding. Arike came in, handled a business for the snub that she got being left off of Team USA, and she made up for it. She made up for it big time. She came in, handled her business, and as the song by Bruce Hornsby, "In the Range," that's just the way it is, and that's the way it was. Arike came in, handled her business, and made a statement in that All-Star game, and this was definitely a coming-out party for her in the All-Star game. And for my last storyline, is going to be Team USA representing United States for the women's Olympic basketball team in Tokyo. Again, I mentioned the roster earlier. Jewel Lloyd, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Sue Bird, Ariel Atkins, Chelsea Gray, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Nafisa Collier, Diana Taurasi, Sylvia Files, Tina Charles, and Brittany Griner. And the head coach is Dawn Staley, and the assistant coaches are Dan Hughes, Cheryl Reeve, and Jennifer Rosati. As this show is currently airing, Team USA had a rough going in the losing this year's WNBA All-Star game, and then they also had a rough going recently losing to Australia. A lot has really happened in Olympic basketball in terms of Olympic play, and a lot has happened in our world within the last year or two. We've been in the midst and still are in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic. Players have, as far as the wobble, as far as the WNBA is concerned, the wobble was last year, and a lot of players are still trying to detox from that whole wobble situation. A lot of players have detoxed and still are trying to detox from that, mental health issues. People have been trying to cope. A lot of people are dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Family members and close friends have lost their lives and gotten sick as a result of this, and this has not just happened with the U.S. women's team, but also with the men's team with the slow start that they've had as well. As I mentioned earlier, the United States women's team losing to Australia. And so this is an opportunity for the USA women to get their act together. They will get their act together. They must get their act together because they've represented dominance for so long in the Olympic Games. We can go back as early as I'm looking at the Olympic Games record right here. They were silver medalists in 1976. They withdrew from the Summer Olympics in 1980. They were gold medalists in Los Angeles in 84 and in Seoul in 1988. They were bronze medalists in Barcelona in 1992, and since then it's been dominance from the United States women's Olympic basketball team, winning gold medals in 96 in Atlanta, 2000 in Sydney, 2004 in Athens, 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London, and 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. So since 1996, it's just been dominance in the Olympics for the United States women's national basketball team. I think with losing this All-Star game and then with the recent loss to Australia, I think this is the wake-up call. And this is why you have veterans like Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi and Sylvia Files that are going to do a gut check. They got to do a gut check, and they're going to get it done. And with a head coach with a proven track record like Dawn Staley, I know they're going to make strides, make changes happen, and get the job done. Because we know, despite in the midst of what's going on right now in our world, one of the few bright lights that could come out of this Olympic Games is Olympic basketball, and especially the United States women's basketball team that have enjoyed such a great dominance for a long time.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, filled 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard, and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her dead?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at peacocktv.com.
That takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll give you all the scores and highlights from all of the action from this year's WNBA All-Star Game, as well as the Player of the Week. And again, we'll give you the Team USA rosters for the upcoming Olympics. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now. Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now. This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chris Lee Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Again, the WNBA All-Star Game was outstanding in so many different ways. Again, the format was different this year due to it being in an Olympic year with setting up Team USA going up against the Team WNBA All-Stars. And I tell you what, this was a show, and putting on a great show for the WNBA All-Star Game was Dallas Wings guard Orike Ogunbowale, who was phenomenal with 26 points. Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
All-Star Games, it's true. If you run, you'll beat defenses down the floor. I don't know if that'll be the case today.
Ogunbowale connects on the three. A 15-7 start for Team USA as Ogunbowale flips it in.
You see Arike, I mean, how do you defend her? Where do you force her? She can hit threes. Here she gets by Sue Bird, help defense their WNBA teams. And that was Brianna Stewart finding Jewel Lloyd, knowing where she was going to be. They've got plenty of experience with that.
Ogunbowale to the reverse. But my goodness, what a dish.
That was beautiful.
Ogunbowale left alone, buries the three. No good. Collier able to clean it up. And then gets rejected by Bonner. Ogunbowale speeds in and finishes.
The leg.
That audio was courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. That's Ryan. That was Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo on the call. And Arike Ogunbowale was outstanding, finishing with 26 points. And speaking of Arike, here's her postgame comments after winning the MVP.
On that side.
Is my permits on the floor out there, Andy?
No, because I'm a professional babysitter.
Oh, not a professional babysitter. Okay, we're cute.
I'm not your girl.
Yes, mom.
You ain't gonna hide that.
Right.
I'll put that up here.
I'm gonna take a picture.
There you go.
All right, we're gonna open up to questions. We're gonna start right away with Amna Savan. Amna, go ahead.
I hear nothing. Sorry, I had a little trouble unmuting myself. Arike, congratulations. You mentioned yesterday that you'd be happy if you scored like 10 points. Do you expect, you know, this performance out of yourself coming in?
Honestly, can you repeat it? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no worries. Just you mentioned yesterday that, you know, maybe you'll score 10 points and you'd be happy, but here you are with the MVP. How does it feel to have that performance, and what did you sort of expect out of yourself coming into it?
It's dope. I mean, I got, you know, I scored a little bit early, and then teammates like them, you know, nobody's selfish on the team, so they're going to feed whoever's hot. You know, JJ was knocking shots down. We feeding her. We feeding whoever was hot. So it just turned out I scored a little bit more points, and she a little MVP too, so whatever.
Indeed, she was hot. So, again, Arike Ogunbowale finished with 26 points, becoming the 2021 WNBA All-Star Game MVP. And speaking of which, she mentioned a teammate of hers on the her All-Star team, teammate Jonquel Jones. She shined bright in this game. Jonquel, along with Courtney Williams, they were outstanding in this game. Here's highlights from Jonquel and Courtney in the All-Star Game.
Here's Vandersloot leading the league in assists and steals. Ogunbowale, who led the league in scoring a year ago. Jones, good position and able to take advantage.
That's something she's added to her game, in particular this season. Jonquel Jones, the ability to facilitate on the break.
Jones, step back three is good. Speaking of MVP candidates, Brittany Griner is having a tremendous season for Phoenix. As Jones splashes another three and ties this game at 17. Lisa Leslie, Tina Thompson taking it very seriously. They want this win. Here's Courtney Williams, the first time All-Star. Splashes in the jumper.
Those are the highlights, again, courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. Again, Jonquel Jones, you can make the argument she could have won the MVP as well. She finished with a double-double with 18 points and 14 rebounds. And Courtney Williams was outstanding as well. She finished with 15 points. So, again, it was a great game, a fantastic game. Again, for those of you that may have not tuned into a WNBA game this year or have probably never watched a game at all, this was the game for you to see. This was definitely a game of all-stars on top of all-stars and then some. And speaking of a consistent all-star, Candace Parker, she was a member of the team WNBA All-Stars. She only scored 5 points, but what was even better was that she was asked about becoming the first WNBA athlete to make the cover of the NBA 2K2020 video game series. And Candace had a lot to say about this. Here's what she had to say at the end of the game.
Oh, we have it on film.
Hey, everybody, to our media group, we have been joined by Derica Hamby, Candace Parker, and Liz Cambage. Liz has chosen to go first. She told us that when she walked in the room. So we're going to open it up to questions.
Based off who had waited long enough. I waited the longest.
Candace waited the longest. We're going to start with Annie Costabile from the Chicago Sun-Times. Annie, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I want to start with Candace, but I hope you all can answer this. But Candace, first for you, the cover of 2K. First off, when did you find out you were going to get this cover, and what did it mean to you to see that cover come to life?
Well, I found out a couple months ago that we were going to do a 25th
WNBA anniversary. As a kid, I grew up with two older brothers, so I tried to do everything they did. I played video games. You know, I was in the driveway with their outfits, and it wasn't a lot for women. And in 96, I was able to look up to some phenomenal women in the Olympics. And, you know, I think that's for them. Like, they're the ones that paved the way. They're the pioneers of basketball. I saw Cheryl in the hallway, and she said, congrats. And I'm like, it's because of y'all. You know, there's a lot of people that are well-deserved and deserving to be on the cover. And I hope that there's many more to come, because I think just women's sports has a place, and it's necessary. And look what it can inspire and spark if we're able to continue to empower women.
Amen.
And those were comments from Candace Parker, the great Candace Parker, playing for the Chicago Sky. Again, congratulations to her. Those were her comments in the post-game interview after the WNBA All-Star Game, on giving her comments on becoming the first woman to grace the cover of the NBA 2K22 video game series. Again, congratulations to her on that. And speaking of Candace, in that same post-game interview, Liz Cambage was asked a question. Candace Parker had asked Liz a question about Australian basketball and WNBA Hall of Famer Lauren Jackson. This was at the end of the All-Star game.
So Liz, going into Tokyo, mm-hmm. like, I grew up watching Lauren Jackson,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're representing the Australian national team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you grew up watching Lauren Jackson as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
She's going in the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
What has she meant to the sport of women's basketball and basketball in general? Like, you watch, like,
mm-hmm.
everybody kind of now is like bigger guards
mm-hmm.
and playing. You call yourself a big guard. I see you out there. Like, what has Lauren meant to Australia and then just basketball in general?
As you said before, like, these are the women who paved the way. Like, for me, I was so lucky that Michelle Timms was my coach at 17, like, whooping my ass into shape. Like, I had Lauren Jackson, like, beating me up at 18, 17, like, back in Australia. And I grew up watching Lauren play in Australia. And Penny Taylor, you know, they were the ones that I looked up growing to. I didn't really get a chance to watch American basketball over in Australia, but Australia is different. Like, basketball is different in Australia. I'm lucky that Lauren is still, she's like head of women's basketball back home, so she's still a part of the game, and she's still messaging me and checking on us all the time. But she's the GOAT for me, the way she paved the way, like what she did for the game here in America. I don't think she gets her flowers here, really. I don't really think she gets her flowers back home in Australia. But seeing her go into the Hall of Fame, I think Australia needs to really wake up and realize that Lauren was the greatest athlete to touch the ball, like, for Australia, period.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and two future Hall of Famer. One future Hall of Famer, Candace Parker, asking a question to another future Hall of Famer, Liz Cambage, about the legacy of Australian legend and WNBA, and now Hall of Famer, soon to be Hall of Famer, Lauren Jackson. What a great career Lauren had in Australia and in the WNBA playing for the Seattle Storm. Now, you heard Candace ask Liz about Liz representing Australia in Tokyo, where there was recent news this week that Liz will not be a part of the Australian national team. She will not be traveling to Tokyo due to, as she said, some mental health issues that she's dealing with, and she wants to make sure her mental health is right. So we wish Liz all of the best in her endeavors going forward. Hopefully we'll definitely see her when the WNBA season resumes in mid-August. But again, Liz Cambage giving Lauren Jackson her flowers. She's an Australian legend and a WNBA legend, as I mentioned earlier. Also, there was some more post-game interviews at the end of the All-Star game. How about the two shining stars with the Phoenix Mercury, Skylar Diggins-Smith, and also Skylar Diggins-Smith and Brittany Griner? Those two were outstanding. Particularly, Brittany Griner had a great All-Star game. She finished with 17 points, and Skylar Diggins-Smith only finished with 5 points. But they just talked about the game and what changes needed to be made going into Tokyo as they represent Team USA.
Great to see you both, as always. Knowing how competitive both of you are on the floor, is it a little bit more difficult to take this as a loss, or is it something that you enjoy playing because it was the all-star type of game this year?
Definitely hate losing. I mean, I don't think anybody on this team, you know, will enjoy, you know, tonight. We're all going to think about different things that, you know, each and every one of us could have did a little bit better. But, you know, we just, one practice. So just bear with us. We're gonna get back in the lab tomorrow and fix the things that, you know, we didn't do so well in the game. But I think we're gonna be fine. Like,
we talked about this too. We talked about at the beginning. It's gonna be all these storylines, whether we want them or not. But we still have the same goal, and that's to win a gold medal. So we go right back to our preparation tomorrow, and with that in mind, and you know, we're gonna get ready for the next game, and we're just gonna continue to try to get better every day.
And those were comments from Phoenix Mercury teammates Skylar Diggins-Smith and Brittany Griner at the end of the WNBA All-Star game, their post-game interview. And, yeah, you heard what both ladies said. They got to clean it up and get it right so they could make, by the time they head to Tokyo, they'll have this problem taken care of and they'll continue their dominance in Olympic play. Of course, they didn't like their showing in the All-Star game, but hey, it's just a litmus test for what's to come, and hopefully they can correct those mistakes and have it ready when they head out to Tokyo for Olympic play. Now, as I mentioned earlier, really one of the highlights of the All-Star game was the halftime show, and Allie Quigley put on a show during the halftime three-point shootout. She's already the two-time defending champion. So Allie has a lot of experience in this contest. Again, she attempted to go for a three-peat. Here's how it happened.
The reigning champion.
A two-time three-point champion. And you are seeing why.
That's it.
In Fuego. Quigley got the entire first rack. Just incredible. The money ball, not that time. How about the do zone for three?
Yes. Nice. Look how she took her time in the do zone ball.
Quigley very calm, already at 11, needing 26 to force a tie. The money ball is good.
Oh, nice. Her eyes are so locked in on the rim. That's the one thing that always stands out to me about Allie Quigley as a shooter. Those eyes never lose the rim.
The pride of DePaul. With the money ball rack. How about one more?
Did she get it?
She got it. 21 for Quigley. She needs a hot final rack.
Here it goes.
Quigley tallies a little late. She needs the money ball. She got it. She got it. 27 for Quigley. And she advances to the final.
Wow.
What an opening round, topping Whitcomb by one. That was the record for any round.
I'm sure she can do that with her eyes closed.
Looking to become the three-time champ. Quigley. The money ball.
Get the money ball.
It's good.
Nice roll.
Quigley's money rack is on the right wing, where every ball is a money ball. Quigley.
Did she get this money ball? Yes.
She does. Big. How about the do zone ball? No.
She looks fresh, though. You know, Jonquel, you could see the fatigue start to come in. Quigley looks like she hasn't even taken her warm-up off yet.
Going to have some drama down the stretch here. Quigley hits a big money ball. How about the do zone?
Did she get the do zone?
In and out. 13, and here's the money rack. Quigley needs a big performance on this one.
Yep, let's see how she does right here.
Three in a row.
Nice.
Four in a row. The whole rack.
Friendly roll. Oh, nice.
The whole rack.
Uh-oh.
Quigley closing in on Jones.
Oh.
Quigley.
She's
going to do it.
She got it. She got it again, y'all.
Allie Quigley, your three-time three-point champion.
Woo.
Again, those highlights are courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. That was Ryan Rucco and LaChyna Robinson on the call. And Allie Quigley, she three-peats as the Mountain Dew three-point contest champion. As I stated earlier, this is her third time winning the championship, and she won the three-point shootout in 2017, 2018, and now she three-peats in 2021. So, man, what a All-Star game it was, and what a halftime show we got a chance to see Allie Quigley do her thing. Her and Jonquel Jones went down to the wire in this three-point shootout at halftime, and the All-Star game was exciting as well with the unique format, having Team USA go up against Team WNBA. So that caps the 2021 WNBA All-Star game festivities.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, Live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
And now it's time for the league leaders, the current league leaders in the WNBA. In the first half of the season, Tina Charles, who is definitely in the leading MVP candidate right now, she's leading the league in points per game. She's averaging 26 points per game. Coming in at number two is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. She's averaging 21 points per game. Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm is third, followed by Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury is fourth. And in fifth is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds. Jonquel Jones leads the league in rebounds with averaging 11 rebounds per game. Tina Charles is number two, averaging 10 rebounds a game. Tina is from the Washington Mystics. Coming in third is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. In fourth is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in fifth is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. She's averaging 9 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Chelsea Gray. Actually tied for second is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces and Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. In fourth is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Laisha Clarendon from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is field goal percentage. Sylvia Fowles leads in field goal percentage. She's shooting 60% from the field. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner. She's shooting 57% from the field. Coming in third is Ruthie Hebert from the Chicago Sky. In fourth is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And in fifth is Laisha Clarendon from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 96% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Hawks. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. Coming in third is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And fourth is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. And in fifth is Asia Wilson. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is Stephanie Talbot from the Seattle Storm. She is shooting 51% from three-point range. Coming in at number two is Rachel Banham from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 47% from three-point range. Coming in third is Moriah Jefferson from the Dallas Wings. Coming in fourth is Tiffany Hayes from the Atlanta Dream. And in fifth is Sammy Whitcomb from the New York Liberty. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot. At number two is Sylvia Fowles. Coming in at number three is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. And fourth is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. And fifth is Odyssey Sims from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Brittany Griner. She's averaging 2 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Sylvia Fowles. Tied for third is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces and Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. And at fifth is Jessica Breland from the Indiana Fever. And in last category we have is minutes played. Number one is Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. She's averaging 35 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in third is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream. And fourth is Brittany Griner. And then in fifth is Brianna Stewart. So those are the current league leaders in the WNBA. Right here in as we mark towards the end of the first half of the WNBA season. Next category we have is going out to our standings. Currently in the number one spot is the Seattle Storm, the defending champions. They have a record of 16 wins and 5 losses. Right behind them at number two are the Las Vegas Aces with a record of 15-6. Coming in at number three are the Connecticut Sun with a record of 14-6. Coming in fourth place are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 12-7. The Chicago Sky is fifth with a record of 10-10. Coming in sixth place is the New York Liberty with a record of 10-11. Coming in at number seven is the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 9-10. Coming in at number eight are the Washington Mystics with a record of 8-10. Coming in ninth place are the Dallas Wings with a record of 9-12. In 10th place are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 6-13. The Atlanta Dream are 11th with a record of 6-13. And in last place are the Indiana Fever with a record of 4-16. Those are your current standings right here at the end of the first half of the season. And also let everybody know about the Player of the Week awards for the week of July 12th. The Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the second time this year is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. for the Eastern Conference, and for the Western Conference, winning it for the second time this year. The player of the week for the Western Conference is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. So again, congratulations to Jonquel and Brittany for picking up the players of the week for both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. And again, the All-Star MVP belongs to Arike Ogunbowale. She scored 26 points. Congratulations again to her on that accomplishment.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, filled 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
And also, again, let's give you who's going to be the roster for the United States Olympic women's basketball team. Again, representing the guards, it'll be Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury, Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm, Ariel Atkins from the Washington Mystics, and Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. The forwards will be Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm, and Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. Also, at the guard position will be Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. Also representing that the other forward position will be Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics. And the centers will be Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx and Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And the head coach will be Dawn Staley, and the assistant coaches will be Dan Hughes, Cheryl Reeve, and Jennifer Rosati. So you can't ask for anything more. That roster is just locked and loaded from top to bottom. So congratulations to those ladies that made the United States Olympic women's basketball team, and hopefully another gold medal. And please be safe, and because it's a lot going on in Tokyo right now. It's nothing is for certain out there. So please be safe and do what you need to do to stay protected and try to win that gold medal for the United States of America. All right, that takes care of that. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball. We go more into detail about this year's WNBA All-Star Game. What, on a scale of 1 to 10, I asked him, what number did he give it? I don't think it should surprise you at all. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, filled 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Get started for free on IBM Cloud. With an IBM Cloud account, get access to more than 40 always free products with no time limit, so you can experiment with some of our most popular offerings for as long as you'd like. Explore our free tier and create your free account today at ibm.biz/cloudfree.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, filled 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
All-Star Games, it's true. If you run, you'll beat defenses down the floor. I don't know if that'll be the case today.
Ogunbowale connects on the three. A 15-7 start for Team USA as Ogunbowale flips it in.
You see Arike, I mean, how do you defend her? Where do you force her? She can hit threes. Here she gets by Sue Bird, help defense their WNBA teams. And that was Brianna Stewart finding Jewel Lloyd, knowing where she was going to be. They've got plenty of experience with that.
Ogunbowale to the reverse. But my goodness, what a dish.
That was beautiful.
Ogunbowale left alone, buries the three. No good. Collier able to clean it up, and then gets rejected by Bonner. Ogunbowale speeds in and finishes.
The length of Dawana Bonner getting the block on Collier, end to end, couple dribbles, pass. pretty strong. Liz Cambage, Lisa Leslie, Tina Thompson, all looking for travel on that one.
Oh, how about that?
Hey, looking for her offense. Beautiful back.
On that side.
Is my car missing on the floor out there, Andy?
No, because I'm a professional babysitter.
Oh, not a professional babysitter. Okay, we're cute.
I'm not your girl.
Y'all smile.
You ain't gonna hide that.
Right.
Put that up here.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a picture.
There you go.
All right, we're gonna open up to questions. We're going to start with Amna Saban. Amna, go ahead.
Sorry. I had a little trouble unmuting myself. Arike, congratulations. You mentioned yesterday that you'd be happy if you scored like 10 points. Do you expect, you know, this performance out of yourself coming in?
Honestly, can you repeat it? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no worries. Just you mentioned yesterday that, you know, maybe you'll score 10 points and you'd be happy, but here you are with the MVP. How does it feel to have that performance, and what did you sort of expect out of yourself coming into it?
It's dope. I mean, I got, you know, I scored a little bit earlier than teammates like them. You know, nobody suffers on the team, so they're going to feed whoever's hot. You know, JJ was knocking shots down. We feeding her. We feeding whoever was hot, so it just turned out I scored a little bit more points, and she a little MVP too, so whatever.
All right, and indeed she was hot. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN, and Arike Ogunbowale showed up and showed out big for this game as she scored 26 points in the WNBA All-Star Game in this 25th anniversary season, this magical season. And someone that's back on the program, he's no stranger to the program to discuss the WNBA All-Star Game. He's the creator of the WNBA newsletter. Here's Basketball. Let's welcome him back. Matt Ellentuck. Hey, Matt, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on, Ed?
Oh, man, a lot's been going on, man. Thank you so much once again, as always, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Arike Ogunbowale, man, she was on fire in this All-Star game. She finished with 26 points and would win the All-Star game MVP. I mean, of course, Arike is the big takeaway from this game, and there's a lot of takeaways from this game. Give me your thoughts on Arike locking up the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much fun to watch. I know that Arike had been downplaying the significance of this game all week, and she even downplayed it after she won the MVP award. But be real, like, there was definitely a little bit of fire in her for this game, you know, after being cut by Team USA like 3 weeks ago. There was a lot of talk, obviously, about NECA, rightfully so, being cut as one of the biggest snubs, but Arike was right there too. You know, we're talking about the leading scorer in the most, you know, competitive women's basketball league in the world last year, not making the team. So I think that she had a lot that she probably wanted to show in this game specifically. And, you know, she was awesome. She was the Arike that we're accustomed to seeing, and the Arike we're used to seeing also step up in huge, you know, in huge games. And that's what this was for her.
Oh, she did step up in a major way, Matt. I want to stay with Arike for a moment. I know there was, of course, with the Olympics that are on the horizon. I know NECA Gumeke, you mentioned about a NECA not being selected for Team USA. There was recent news that she was rejected. She requested to join the Nigerian Olympic team, but her request was denied. Did Arike ever try to join the Nigerian team, and does she have dual citizenship?
I don't know what her citizenship status is. I don't think that she tried to play for Team Nigeria. I do think that playing for Team USA probably is still her goal, and I think she should probably be a front runner to make the team in 2024, especially when, you know, we're considering that this is got to be Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird's last Olympic round. They'll both be into their close to mid-40s in 2024. So I think Arike probably has a very good chance to make the team in 2024 if that's still her wish.
rightfully so. And again, man, she, like you said, Matt, she definitely proved her worth and showed it winning the WNBA All-Star Game MVP for this 2021 game.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
There were a lot of stars that shined bright in this game. So we talked about Arike winning the MVP. She scored 26 points. Also, I want to talk about Jonquel Jones. She had a double-double in this with 18 points and 14 rebounds. She was amazing in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Jonquel in this All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy Arike won the MVP award just because it was an awesome storyline and she did deserve it. But Jonquel was right there, too. She had, what, 18 and 14 or something? That's nuts. You know, Jonquel was the Jonquel we've also seen for the first half of the WNBA season and that month-long stint she spent at Eurobasket. I mean, she's a 6'6 center who's taking the ball up sometimes, hitting step-back three-point shots. I think that Jonquel Jones is the best player in the world right now, so it was awesome to be able to see her play her usual game on a huge stage like that.
You say you think she's the best player in the world right now, better than Stewie?
Yeah, right now better than Stewie.
Okay, fair enough. Well, speaking of also having an exciting game for the WNBA All-Stars, Courtney Williams, she's always been dynamic, one of the best point guards in the WNBA currently. She finished with 15 points. Just give me your thoughts on Courtney and her play.
Yeah, Courtney was also, like, really, really, really good in this All-Star game. And she's another one that's made for an All-Star weekend. Just a really, really fun personality who's just got a game that's really fun to watch. So seeing her also step up, take huge shots, you know, celebrate hitting shots in the clutch was really, really fun. I hope that this isn't, you know, I hope we see Courtney Williams in many All-Star games to come.
Rightfully so.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com. Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's move along now to Team USA, where Brittany Griner shined bright in this game. Had Team USA won this All-Star game, Brittany would have been in strong consideration for the MVP. She finished with 17 points. Give me your thoughts on Brittany's performance.
Yeah, BG was BG too. I mean, she's having a hell of a season with the WNBA, and that definitely translated into this one. Obviously, not having Liz Cambage to go against in the post helped things a little bit, but, I mean, Brittany Griner's been one of the best players in the world for, what, close to a decade now, so no surprise.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syra, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
They said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, The Undoctored Story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me in a punk band?
We Are Lady Parts.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
We puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
They said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death. The Undoctored Story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, film 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
All right, and of course, so we mentioned her earlier, Stewie, Brianna Stewart, she shined bright in this game as well. She finished with 15 points. I mean, we know countless accomplishments that she's had in her young career so far. Just your thoughts on Stewie.
Yeah, Stewie stepped up, especially at the end, too, when Team USA was trying to narrow the gap against the WNBA All-Stars. She was really good, and I expect her to be one of the leading scorers when the team does head to Tokyo, too.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me in a punk band?
We Are Lady Parts.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
We puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, Klaus can get away with murder.
Dr. Death. The undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
An Epstein shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard, and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Parts.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
We peeked to 11 front row. Ew.
We are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
All right, and then the third leading scorer that we had was Sylvia Fowles. She finished with 12 points. We know what Big Sil can do, making another Olympic team and making her presence as one of the premier players in the WNBA. Just your thoughts on Sil and her performance in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I'm convinced Sylvia Fowles is just never going to slow down. I think when she retires, we're still going to be thinking that she's got 3 or 4 years left in her. So, you know, she's an endless engine. A really good rebounder, a really good inside scorer, and she's also going to be a really, really big problem for opposing teams in Tokyo. It's pretty crazy that Team USA has a talent like her that they're probably going to bring off the bench.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me, in a punk band?
We are Lady Parts.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
We peeked to 11 front row. Ew.
We are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Yeah, I mean, just from top to bottom, from top to bottom, Matt, that Team USA is outstanding. I mean, you could put anybody and everybody on the team, and they'll still shine regardless. So that's the recap. Well, that's the WNBA All-Star Game, the 2021 WNBA All-Star Game, with the WNBA All-Stars beating Team USA 93-85. And, you know, Matt, I think really one of the highlights of the All-Star celebration was the three-point contest. That was outstanding. We had Allie Quigley, the two-time champion from the Chicago Sky, Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun, Sammy Whitcomb from the New York Liberty, and Jewel Loy from the Seattle Storm. And all of these four ladies are premier shooters, but, man, the final round with Allie and Jonquel was outstanding. And Allie takes home her third three-point contest championship. So give me your thoughts on this whole three-point contest.
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, we're all saying that it should be like the Allie Quigley contest at this point. I think that's, what, the third time she's won it in 4 years or so. Yeah, I mean, Quigley's a machine. And just watching her be able to rattle shots off as quickly as she did and as efficiently as she did throughout both rounds was nuts. I do want to shout out Jonquel Jones, though, who, you know, was only, what, 2 points shy in the final, or three. I forget what the exact total was, but for a 6'6 center to be competing with a shooting guard like that is something the WNBA really hasn't seen, you know, in its history. I think Jonquel is sort of taking a big leap in the crusade for centers to become three-point shooters.
Yeah, I agree with you, too, because I can't think of a center in the history of the league that has been a sharpshooter like Jonquel. I just can't think of it. I mean, Lisa Leslie, known for her post play, good, dominant as she was, or Rebecca Lobo. I mean, they never had, like, long-range shooting, but John, like you said, Jonquel will most likely become the first center to really have, like, an extensive range and can shoot three-pointers. That's really unique right there, but, man, that – go ahead.
Hitting stepbacks too.
I'm sorry, who's that?
I said, and she's hitting them. Like, she's hitting stepback shots too. It's really, you know, she's creating her own looks from the 3-point arc.
Oh yeah, definitely. She's definitely, you know, creating shots, like you said, the stepbacks, all of that stuff, man. She's just, I mean, phenomenal. Like you said, she's phenomenal. She's definitely setting the standard for, you know, centers to extend their range when it comes to their shooting. So definitely, Jonquel is definitely, she was fantastic in that 3-point shootout. Going up against Allie Quigley. So Allie wins that one, and that's always exciting, whether it be NBA, WNBA. I always love the three-point contest. So, you know, an interesting WNBA All-Star weekend that we had, Matt, and that is an All-Star. Candace Parker, she made the cover, one of the cover athletes for NBA 2K22, the first WNBA player to do so. I mean, it's long overdue, man. It is long overdue. Give me your thoughts on Candace achieving that feat.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's definitely long overdue. But it is really, really cool to see Candace on the cover of a 2K game. I don't think that any of us really understand, you know, how big of a moment that is until it happens, because, you know, every year we talk about, you know, the WNBA's growth and how we're going to get more fans in the door, and that is the way. I mean, video games are a huge entry point, especially for younger people, into understanding teams and rosters and how the league functions. And, you know, that's the target audience too, right? Like, the people who are playing NBA 2K are probably people who are going to enjoy the WNBA if they understand what's going on and who's playing and when they're playing. So having her face on the game is massive. So many people are going to learn so much about Candace Parker just because of that. And, you know, 2K did a great job with their selection, too, because Candace Parker, I think, was the absolute right choice to be the first WNBA player on the cover. We're talking about a player who we know is going to be a Hall of Famer, and she still has a ton of really good years ahead of her. Candace is one of the game's greats, and, you know, she's more than earned this. So it's really cool to see.
Indeed, it is really cool to see. And you said all the right things, man, the future Hall of Famer. And, you know, in her first year with Chicago and so many great years she had with the Los Angeles Sparks, man, she's definitely set the tone and continues to set the tone. Again, long overdue, but, man, better late than never. And congratulations on her for being one of the cover athletes for the NBA 2K22 series. When does the game – is the game coming out in the fall or later in the summer? Do you have a release date on that?
2K said September 10th is the release date.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you what. Oh, yeah, it'll be soon, yeah, man, because that game has grown in popularity. I know you remember as well, the premier NBA game was NBA Live with EA Sports and stuff, the 2K22. The 2K series has really taken over for, you know, almost a decade now, man. It's amazing how it's continued to get better, and Candace Parker being one of the cover athletes for NBA 2K22. All right, Matt, just give me your thoughts, and how would you rank this All-Star game on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, this was a 10. I think this was one of the best All-Star games, you know, in any sport that I've ever watched. I think the format was genius. Being able to put, you know, Team USA in an exhibition game that it had to compete in because it's going to Tokyo in just 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks. So they had to treat this game seriously, and putting them against a group of All-Stars who were either going to compete against the USA in the Olympics, or they were people who were snubbed from the All-Star game, snubbed from making the roster. Or there are players who wanted to audition for 2024. Everybody in that game had a purpose to actually compete, which usually is the big problem with any All-Star game across any sport. Players just kind of want to get in and get out. They want to have fun, but they want to make sure they stay healthy. So that doesn't always make for a really fun product for fans to watch because it gets kind of boring pretty quickly. But this is a competitive game. There were storylines going into it. Everybody had a different reason for playing, which was really, really cool. So I really hope that we're still doing this format for the 2024 Olympics and going forward, because I think it was a really, really huge draw. It got everybody, you know, it got all the best players in the world to compete at the highest level.
Awesome. I couldn't agree with you more on that one right there. What do you have any numbers on the attendance at the Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas?
I don't know if anything viewership-wise has come out either, but I'm sure we'll get those numbers soon.
Okay, fair enough. And again, man, it was Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, to talk about the 2021 WNBA All-Star Game, which was an exciting game, especially I love the three-point contest. That was outstanding. So, Matt, just tell everybody what you've been doing lately, not just with the newsletter, but even with podcasts or any other stuff that you've been working on.
You can find myself. I write a bit for Uproxx about the WNBA, and I also co-host a show on Spotify's Green Room every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Me and my co-host Whitney Medworth talk all things WNBA. So that's where you can find us.
Awesome. And again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. If you have a website, let them know that as well. And, of course, let them know again about the podcast that you host on the Spotify Green Room.
Yeah, I think everything that you would need to know about me is all linked out on my Twitter account. So that's the best way to find everything. And my Twitter account is at MELLENTUCK, which is my last.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Matt Ellentuck. He's the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball. And he's also host of a basketball podcast. It's available through the Spotify Green Room. And again, check him out on Twitter at MEllentuck, the number 10. So check him out. He's got some great stuff. Make sure you pump him. I'm sorry. His Twitter handle is MEllentuck. That's the all lowercase, MELLENTUCK. Check out his stuff. Matt, as always, man, it's a pleasure. And if ever you want to come back on, you just feel free to let us know.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Ed.
No problem. You've got that. We'll be back with more right after this.
All-Star games, it's true. If you run, you'll beat defenses down the floor. I don't know if that'll be the case today.
Agumbawale connects on the three. A 15-7 start for Team USA as Agumbawale flips it in.
You see Arike, I mean, how do you defend her? Where do you force her? She can hit threes. Here she gets by Sue Bird, help defense. They're WNBA teams, and that was Brianna Stewart finding Jewel Lloyd, knowing where she was going to be. They've got plenty of experience with that.
Agumbawale to the reverse. But my goodness, what a dish.
That was beautiful.
Agumbawale left alone, buries the three. No good. Collier able to clean it up, and then gets rejected by Bonner. Agumbawale speeds in and finishes.
The length of Dewana Bonner.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It is Tom.
right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition this week of Striving for It All. A big special thank you once again to Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, and also the host of the WNBA podcast that airs on Spotify Green Room. Thanks to him for giving us a recap of the 2021 WNBA All-Star Game. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Striving for It All.